You are listening to The Vitals, a twice-monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncologynursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Hi, everyone. This is Lindsay Fisher, editor at Oncology Nursing News. In May 2023, the FDA granted accelerated approval to epcoritamab for the treatment of adult patients with relapsed or refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, or DLBCL. Shortly thereafter, in June 2023, the FDA granted accelerated approval to glofitamab as a fixed-duration treatment for patients with relapsed or refractory DLBCL. In this episode of The Vitals, Laura Zatella, who is a hematology nurse practitioner and associate clinical professor in the Department of Physiological Nursing at the University of California, San Francisco, joins Oncology Nursing News to discuss how these newly approved bispecific antibodies are expanding third-line treatment options for this patient population. Laura, welcome. As always, really lovely to have you here. So just to dive right in, how do bispecific antibodies work?
So bispecific antibodies are antibodies that generally have at least two antigen binding sites. One binding site is to the antigen of interest on the cancer cell. And in lymphoma, that's often CD19 or CD20. And the other antigen binding site is to CD3. Which is a T cell marker. So it is a very elegant design where these antibodies bind to T cells as well as the cancer cell and bring the T cell to the cancer cell to destroy it.
In your opinion, how is this new class of drugs changing the landscape for DLBCL? You know, previously, what were the treatment options for patients who progressed, and now what options do they have?
Well, going back a little bit farther to the way that we typically treated diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and the standard of care for diffuse large B-cell lymphoma has been R-CHOP for more than 30 years. And approximately 60% of patients are cured with R-CHOP. If the disease relapses, the standard of care historically has been to do additional chemotherapy and autologous transplant. Autologous transplant is able to cure approximately 30% more cases in the relapse setting. However, many patients who have relapsed disease, their disease is not chemosensitive. So this is not an option that works well for a good number of patients. And over the past few years, there's been the development of CAR T therapy, which is another type of T cell therapy where we collect the patient's T cells and engineer them with a special receptor called the chimeric antigen receptor that again targets an antigen on the lymphoma cell. We reinfuse those cells and those cells expand and travel throughout the entire body and eliminate the lymphoma cells. And this has been incredibly successful. So this has been a very important shift where CAR T is now the standard of care for patients who have a lymphoma that is either refractory to upfront chemotherapy or relapsed within the first year, because that type of lymphoma tends to be resistant to chemotherapy. So we've already made a lot of advances, but unfortunately, we don't cure all patients with second-line therapy. So the bispecifics are generally used for third-line therapy, where we have historically had limited treatment options. So this has made a huge difference in terms of extending the life of people who have lymphoma that has not responded to chemotherapy or CAR T therapy, or patients who are not eligible to get CAR T therapy.
How does the bispecific antibody manufacturing process compare to CAR T cell therapy?
That's one major advantage of bispecific antibodies. is that they are off the shelf. So with CAR T, we do continue to face some challenges with having a slot for the CAR T. Patients need to be eligible and fit to undergo the CAR T process. And unfortunately, in some circumstances, the product cannot be manufactured. In addition, it takes usually 3 to 4 weeks to manufacture the CAR T. So if the lymphoma is behaving very aggressively and it's progressing quickly, sometimes that is a long time to wait to get the treatment.
Yeah.
And often patients will need a bridging therapy to control the lymphoma until we're able to get the CAR T product. So you're right. One of the big advantages of bispecific antibodies is that they're off the shelf. They don't need to be manufactured and they're available immediately.
There are two bispecific antibody agents that have received accelerated approval from the FDA for DLBCL, glofitamab and epcoritamab. How would you compare these two? What similarities are there? And what are the differences that you think colleagues should be aware of?
So at this point, the two bispecific antibodies that are approved, epcoritamab and glofitamab, have not been compared head-to-head. So I can't really say if one is better than the other, but there are big differences in the administration of these two bispecific antibodies. So at this point, either bispecific antibody is appropriate in the third line, but let me spend a minute just talking about the differences. Epcoritamab is a subcutaneous bispecific antibody, whereas glofitamab is an IV bispecific antibody. Both of them require step-up dosing, which means that you start with a small dose, and then the subsequent doses are a little bit higher until you reach your treatment dose. Both of them require hospitalization, but epcoritamab requires hospitalization on cycle 1, day 15, and glofitamab requires hospitalization on cycle 1, day 8. Both of them require pre-medication to prevent cytokine release syndrome, and both of them have a risk of cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity similar to CAR T, which is another T cell product. Glofitamab is approved in combination with obinutuzumab. So with glofitamab, you need to pre-treat with a single dose of obinutuzumab on cycle 1, day 1, to decrease the risk of cytokine release, and that is not the case with epcoritamab. Another important difference is that the way the trials were designed, glofitamab is a time-defined therapy, meaning that you receive glofitamab every 21 days for 12 cycles and then stop, whereas epcoritamab is a continuous therapy that continues until disease progression.
Interesting. So would you say that that dosing schedule and administration method comes up when you're in a shared decision-making visit with the patient?
Yeah, it is. It is a little bit of a discussion in terms of logistics. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's more of a discussion of logistics.
Yeah.
Side effect profile is very, very similar. The other similarity between the two of them is that both of them increase the risk of infection. And so we recommend PJP and antiviral prophylaxis when you're on these medications.
Moving beyond the clinical data, as a provider, as a nurse practitioner, what are you seeing in your practice since the approval of these two agents?
I have a patient who has the lymphoma that has required months and months of chemotherapy treatment and unfortunately recurred. She underwent CAR T and had a lot of complications after the CAR T that required her to stay near our CAR T center and away from her home in Oregon. She was transfusion dependent and initially was requiring daily platelet transfusions because she had been so heavily pretreated with chemotherapy in the initial setting. She also had a lot of infectious complications and was hospitalized multiple times with various infections, including pulmonary aspergillus. After about 5 months, she finally was recovering and was feeling better and looking good and was really positive and was super excited to be able to go back to her home in Oregon. And we did a surveillance scan and we were all shocked and disappointed to see that she had a small recurrence in the abdomen. So at this point, the lymphoma is considered probably not curable, but we wanted to offer her something that would give her quality of life and more time so she would be able to like go back home to Oregon, see her family and friends, and have some quality of life without being tied to our CAR T center.
And so at this point, did your team introduce a bispecific antibody?
We started glofitamab, with the pre-dose of the obinutuzumab, and she's actually been doing really well on it. And her initial scan showed complete resolution. The lymphoma is gone. So she's been able to just visit our center every 3 weeks to get her glofitamab. And in the meantime, she's been traveling to Oregon to see family and friends, and Palm Springs to see family, and really enjoying time with her husband and her family and friends.
Thank you so much for sharing that story, and thank you so much again for joining us today. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with oncology nursing news.